Every spring, thousands of people spend hundreds of dollars, maybe even more, starting a home garden. Often the demands of the plants can be overwhelming. So can trying to absorb all the information on the best way to keep it all running. The experience can be stressful and exhausting for beginning gardeners and not what they expected. But there are approaches they can take to make their garden dreams more obtainable. WUWM's Eric Vonfellow, Maria Peralta Arellano reports.
Milwaukee is warming up. Garden centers are filling their aisles, and magazines are showcasing the ideal garden space. This time of year, many people choose to begin gardening, determined to grow their own food, save money, and become more in tune with what they eat. But the hobby can be a pricey one to pick up. The hardest part is often securing a space to plant flowers and veggies. Martin Ventura says there are alternatives if you can't put forward the funds for a raised garden bed or a professionally landscaped bed at home. Ventura is the agriculture program coordinator with UW Extension.
Creative people, I've noticed, often find ways to turn branches and the stems of trees mm-hmm. into really inspired raised beds, for example, or edging for gardens, or small structures even, using sticks and logs.
Ventura says sticks and leaves from those trees can also be used to help fill the bottoms of beds to build a healthy environment and cut the cost of soil. If you don't have access to a yard, local gardener Rachel Skozik suggests that it may be in a beginner's best interest to look into community growing spaces. There are more than 80 of them in neighborhoods throughout Milwaukee.
So the feeling of stability, of like no matter how unstable my housing situation is, the stability of having a rental plot that's your committed plot every year has like really changed the way that I think about it.
The cost of supplies is another challenge. Seeds, soil, and tools can add to the overwhelming nature of starting a garden. Sometimes sticking to plant basics can make things more cost-effective and less stressful. Skozik says perennial plants like broccoli and rhubarb live multiple life cycles, so it's possible to enjoy the benefits for more than one growing season.
I think best hack is like if you have a plot, like a little soil or a pot or whatever, like growing something that's going to come back every year is my favorite thing.
While tips and tricks are helpful, first-time gardeners may need more in-depth instructions on what to do to be comfortable in the garden space. Often, information comes like a flood, and beginners might feel they have to do it all just right to succeed. Martin Ventura of UW Extension says changing how we talk about best practices in the garden can take pressure away and add to the learning experience.
I think there's really a tendency in media and extension and other kinds of publications to dictate a should in relationship to new growers, and newer growers are eager, they're hungry for that should. I remember that point in my life where I was making my first couple of gardens and I was thinking, oh gosh, I'm messing this up because I'm not able to follow the prescribed best practice. There's a should involved.
Community gardener Skozik says hands-on experience is the most accessible and easiest way to learn.
Actually, I tried to do volunteering for other people and learning from people who were more experienced. I learned by doing it when I could, a little bit at a time.
For those looking to get into gardening this season, the garden space is deeply personal and can look however a grower decides. It can be a lot less intimidating and cost-effective with creativity and community. I'm Eric Vonfellow, Maria Peralta Arellano, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.